Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. In our last discussion, we commenced the topic of the reckoning and requital. Reckoning means the assessment, requital, the decision on how and how much to reward or to punish those who are being assessed. We went through various ayat which paint the picture of what it will be like on that day, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will appear, how horrifying and frightening it will be for those whose reckoning is to be taken, how they will see their book of deeds and there will be nothing missing from there. They will be totally, taken aback by how every minute detail has been recorded. Then we spoke about how they will be in rows, how the criminals and the unbelievers will be bound in fetters, wearing garments of pitch, how you will see each nation humbled to its knees and being called to its record. Now, taking the discussion further, today we unpack how will the unbelievers be questioned. There is one view that the unbelievers won't need to be questioned. There would be no reckoning for them because their actions have no weight. There's no foundation to their actions. The foundation, the acceptable foundation, is iman, faith, proper iman. So without iman, no matter what their actions were, it has no value, and hence there's no need to take reckoning. For them, it's a direct condemnation. But the majority view is that no, they also will be questioned. Why? They take this view from verses of the Quran. I'll share with you two. One, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. As for him whose balance of good deeds, will be heavy, he will live a pleasant life in paradise. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. But as for him whose balance of good deeds will be light, he will have his home in Hawiya, which is a pit in hell. So it shows that those who end up in hell, their deeds will also be put on the balance, on the scale. In another verse, Allah says, وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. As for those whose scales of good deeds are light, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. They are those who lose their own selves. In hell will they abide. تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِهُونَ. The fire will burn their faces and therein they will grin with displaced lips, meaning with disfigured lips. So, these verses are speaking about the unbelievers and the polytheists. It shows, the indication in these verses are that there will be reckoning, their deeds will be assessed. Another reason the scholars give is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will assess them and there will be reckoning for them, even though their deeds have no worth because they don't have faith, to make manifest Allah's justice towards them and to establish proof against them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala highlights this in a verse of the Quran where Allah says in Surah Anbiya, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. And we shall set up balances of justice on the day of resurrection, then none will be dealt with unjustly in anything. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. And if there be a weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And sufficient are we to take account. So yeah, it shows that everything will be assessed. Another reason the scholars give as to why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take the unbelievers to account and do a reckoning for them, even though their deeds have no weight, is it's because it will provide the opportunity for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to rebuke them. Allah talks about this in the Quran. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. If you could see when they will be held, meaning when they will be brought to stand in front of their Lord. قَالَ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ. Allah will say, is this not, meaning the resurrection and the taking of the accounts, the truth? قَالُوا بَلَى وَرَبِّنَا. They will say, yes, by our Lord. No doubt, it's the truth. قَالَ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah will then say, so taste you the torment because you use not to believe. In other words, Allah will use the opportunity to rebuke them. That now you know it's the truth, but when we told you to believe in it, you didn't believe in it. Another reason the scholars give is that even though the unbelievers did not believe in Allah, they were still bound by every command of the Sharia. Like Allah says, وَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. And woe to the mushrikun, the polytheists, those who did not give zakah. Zakah is compulsory upon them as well. The fact that they don't believe, that's their choice. But it doesn't absolve them of all the instructions and prohibitions of the Sharia. In Surah Muddathir, Allah says, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. They will be asked, what has caused you to enter hell? They قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. They will say, we did not perform salah. وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. We never used to feed the miskeen, the poor, meaning give the compulsory charity. So, if the instructions and the prohibitions, meaning the injunctions of the Sharia, were binding upon them as well, then there has to be a reckoning for it. Another reason the scholars give as to why there would be a reckoning is because not every unbeliever is on the same level of disbelief. Allah says in the Quran with regards to the munafiqeen, who are the worst of unbelievers because they are deceptive, they pretend to be believers. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. That the hypocrites will be in the lowest depth of the fire. So not all unbelievers will be treated in the same way. Some would have committed more evil deeds, others would have committed less evil deeds. You can't equate Abu Talib, who was an unbeliever, with Abu Lahab, who was a far worse unbeliever. That's why the punishment for Abu Lahab will be far worse than the punishment for Abu Talib. In order to come to this conclusion, there has to be a reckoning process according to the system which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will put in place. Now, how will they be assessed? Some scholars say the person's disbelief and his evil deeds will be placed in one pan of the balance. But he'll have no good deeds to place in the other pan because his good deeds will have no value due to it not having the foundation, which is faith. Others say no, in the one pan of the scale, the kufr and the unbelief, disbelief will be placed together with the evil deeds, and the good deeds will be placed on the other side. But the evil deeds will heavily outweigh the good deeds because of the disbelief. But the majority of scholars say that their good deeds will have no weight. They look at verses of the Quran where Allah talks about it. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. If you join others in worship with Allah, then surely all your deeds will be vain. In another verse, Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ عَمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. These people, meaning the unbelievers, their deeds will be lost in this world as well as in the hereafter. So there's a hadith from the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, when it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah does not deal unjustly with the believer with regards to his hasanat, his good deeds. He gives him things in return for it in this world and will reward him for it in the hereafter. As for the unbeliever, he will be granted provision by virtue of his good deeds that he did for the sake of Allah in this world, so that when he reaches the hereafter, he will have no hasanat for which he might be rewarded. Meaning, in the main, his good deeds will benefit him in this world so that there will be no benefit left over for him in the hereafter. But the reckoning will ensure that not every unbeliever gets the same punishment. It will be proportionate to their level of disbelief and to their evil actions. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala save us from kufr and shirk. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.